Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air.
Yes, the love of the Lord is upon you again. It is I.
Not you again.
The third God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography. And I'm going to set you straight tonight, George. I am holding in my hands a letter that I have received from Edna Pringle.
Edna, finally, yes. She has arisen.
I have a mind to read it to you and just to let you know how low she's gone. But first, I want to point out to you that the reason you were getting on all of these stations is because you were using your criminal connections to bully people into putting your station on. In fact, word on the street is you sent one of your goons after Rusty Humphries today and tried to have him beat up in the parking lot.
I have no goons,
yes,
J.C.
Yes, you do. Mr. Norrie, let me tell you how it goes around the table. When you sit there with your goons, and you don't give any direct commands. You always just sort of say, you know, if so-and-so were to have an accident.
Well, that's presidential. That's presidential. Oh, you're ridiculous, J.C.
Don't call me. You insultate me again. And because the other night you didn't even defend me against Brother Diamond called me a moron.
Wait a minute. I was the one who put you on, J.C. Now, you know that I am as close to righteousness as you can get.
How dare you? That's insulting. I'm going to read... You have degenerated one of my followers into the sewer. Now, are you going to let me read this letter?
For a moment, you sounded like Mr. Haney on Green Acres.
Who?
Mr. Haney.
Are you going to let me read this letter?
Well, it depends. Is it pornographic?
No, I would say some of it is salacious, but there's nothing pornographic.
Well, I would ask you, because there may be children listening, J.C.,
well,
that you change some of
the words. Them with this, I will. It starts like this. Dear J.C., it's Edna Pringle, your former disciple. I write you to let you know I'm still alive and well. There are 5 pages of this, by the way. I have enjoyed spending all $10,000 of the Lord's money. I even got it at the 50 grand on a poker run at an Indian casino. The scamboys is... As you know, I ran off with Blade, a biker. What kind of name is Blade? Who names their children Blade?
I don't know.
A corrupted person. I have been living a new life and experimenting many new things. I am eating fatty foods, ice cream, and I smoked a marijuana cigarette.
Oh, my.
And had my first menage a trois, whatever that is.
Oh, J.C., you probably don't even know what that is.
Well, being a biker babe was fun, and Blade was a sex machine. I decided there's more to life than the need for speed and multiple organisms. I've settled down now with Bub, a long-haul trucker. We live on the road and listen to Coast to Coast every night. I plan to spend most of the rest of my life with him, and we even adopted 2 homeless kittens and named them Art and George. I still love Jesus, and I know he loves me, even though I've been bad and it feels so good. I'm not going to read any more of it, because she's going like this. This is corruption. She is going to be dragged
out
of hell.
She sounds like she's having a wonderful time, J.C.
That's what you people have done to my disciple. Mr. Norrie.
All right, J.C.
Mr. Norrie.
Yes.
Don't you hang up on me now.
I've never.
You going to let me? What I need is a righteous woman to email me at theballingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com that will be my new disciple.
You think there's actually someone who's listening to Coast to Coast right now who wants to
agree with me? The hordes of people that agree with me outnumber the moral majority. Outnumbers your immoral.
What do you look like? Why don't you give us a little description? You know, in case anyone is interested in you.
Well, she would have a modest values. She would dress modest.
Not her. You. What do you look like?
Excuse me. How dare you? You are such a shallow man. I don't have to take this insultation.
That's, as Art would say, that's J.C. hanging up.